Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Can we be real? Hi.
Hey, how are we?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very good.
Very good.
How's your week going?
Yeah, great, thanks. Terrific. My mum, God, she's camp, she has got... her neighbours are Robert and Pauline, and they're terrific. And they just gave her a gift, which is a mobility scooter.
That's offensive, isn't it?
She is so happy, I can't even tell you.
She likes it.
It's one of those...
But, you know, by the way, it's a great gift. It's an amazing gift.
It's an amazing gift.
And an expensive gift. I mean, who's given out these kinds of gifts? But
listen,
isn't it a very personal gift?
Listen, they are very close, and they are the kind of people who have this sort of shit in their shed. Like, they are just the most incredibly, what's the word? They're hoarders.
Old?
They're hoarders. The other day I took Mum home and after lunch, and Robert said, "Hey, look at this." And he had a trailer out the front of his flat, and he was offloading a mobility scooter. It's like brand new, and it's one of those scooters that old people sit on, and it's got handlebars, it's got a little basket on the front. And I said, where did you get that? And he goes, I've had it for years, it's been in my shed. And that was the extent of the explanation. So I don't know where it was before that or what. And he goes, I'm just trying to get it going. Yeah, you know, if anything, you might have to buy a new battery.
Battery, yeah.
I said, okay. And that was the last I heard of it. So actually, I was picking Mum up. That's right, because then a few hours later, my brother Petey Poops dropped her home, by which time it was going. The battery, Robert had got the battery going, and my brother sent me a video of Mum driving up and down the driveway.
Beautiful.
Of the flats. And then Mum just...
Top speed? Or was she just reversing
No, she was going forward. She was a bit, you know...
Shaky?
A bit shaky and a bit nervous.
Where's the accelerator? Is it on the handle or is it a foot pedal?
I believe it's on the handle.
Ooh, that's like a motorbike.
Yeah.
Has she got the leather outfit ready
to go? No, she was just in the outfit she'd worn to lunch. Just some smart...
Does she wear a helmet?
Smart trousers. She didn't have a helmet on at that time, no.
Because how fast do they go?
I don't know. Look, a lot of questions. You're going to have to ring her and ask her. All I know is this was like a week ago. And then and I just said to the WhatsApp group that Pete sent it to, I said, well, that... I like it because the basket can fit a box of goon in it. That's going to save me a job. That's all I was thinking. And then and nobody replied, so I think my sister may have the shits about that message. Anyway, so then today, before I came here, I got a message from my mum saying that she had taken her scooter all the way down to Coles. Now, Coles is four blocks from her home. That's quite a journey. And she said she was a little bit nervous, but she made it. She made it there and back.
Are we talking traffic lights on the way there? Are we talking crossings?
Yeah, we're talking a train crossing.
A train crossing?
Train tracks, but plenty of warning, plenty of ding, ding, dings.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a lot of these on our roads around Altona, so she's not the only one on the mobility scooter. Pretty impressive, eh?
Very impressive. Yeah. Like a horn? Does it have a...
I don't know if it's got a horn. I'm definitely going to have to put you on the phone to my mum. You've got a lot of questions.
Well, I want to have a go.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you can.
Rear vision mirror?
Yeah, definitely has got rear vision mirrors. Yeah.
Okay. What about a flag at the back?
Oh, I'll definitely get her a flag because she's very scared of magpies.
Well, and for safety, you want the orange flag there so that if someone's driving along, you don't hit her.
Yes, definitely. But she was pretty slow in the Camry, so I can't imagine she goes very fast in the in the scooter. But she's definitely going to have some kind of mechanism about the magpies by next spring because she's deathly afraid of them, always has been. So we'll
can we ring her now?
Yeah.
And just ask some let's ask her on speakerphone.
Yep.
Or is that will she be offended?
No, she'd love it.
Would she want us to ask some questions?
She'd love it.
Hello.
Hey, Mayor.
Hello, Mrs. Laurie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Have we got you at a good time? Are you busy?
No, I'm never busy.
He's got a lot of questions about your scooter.
Oh, God.
What colour is it?
Well, the one I've got at the moment is blue, I think.
At the moment?
My neighbour down the front, he has some and he's been doing them up. And he gave me one anyway. I went out to use it one day and it died. It wouldn't move.
Oh.
So he gave me another one. And I ventured down to Coles today, which was a big, exciting little trip.
Yeah, beautiful. And so is it like a hand accelerator or is it a foot accelerator? How are you going?
No, it's a hand one. It's near the handlebar sort of thing.
And what kind of speed are we talking when you went to Coles today? Are we getting up to...
We're talking I go very slow because I hadn't done it before and I was actually quite scared. But anyway, obviously I got there and back in one piece and... I just go as slow as I possibly can at the moment.
Right.
Are you on the road or the footpath?
Footpath.
And you got the orange flag at the back?
No. He went and put one of those on and I said, get the damn thing off.
Yeah, that's too safe. Yeah, you're not wearing a helmet or anything, are you?
No. When my neighbour got it, he got one and he gave me one and he said, come on, we'll go for a ride around the block.
Oh,
so I can see how you're going. And so he showed off and went on the road and went at 100 miles an hour. But anyway, that was good. But I've been dying to use it. But every time I try, it's going to rain.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Today I bit the bullet and went.
Is Robert keeping his?
No, he's just doing them up.
Then
I don't know what he's doing. I think he's probably going to give them away. I don't know what he's doing with them.
Mm. What do you mean doing them up? Like as in like lowering the suspension or something like that?
Oh, well, they need like some of them. He's got three, I think. They need a new battery or they need some little thing done. And he can do anything. But anyway, he's away at the moment. So anyway, I sent him a text and told him that I managed to do it. So, yeah.
Beauty.
What'd you go down for? Did you get a box of goon?
No. Peter said to me, smartass. Peter said to me, he said, did you actually go into Coles and up and down the aisles? And I said, no. I went in the door. I didn't tell him all this. I said, I went in the door and then this nice young kid came and helped me turn the thing around and I came home. I just wanted to make sure that I could do it, that's all.
Are you going to take it in the shop? I thought you were going to park it out the front and walk in.
No, you can take
it in, mate. The aisles are wide enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
But anyway, Peter's coming in on Friday at the moment, I think, to take me to get some groceries.
Mm.
But apart from that, like, if I just need a few things, well, now I know I can do it.
Yeah, I think it's very brave.
Yeah. And once you get confident on there,
Everybody must know I'm on P plates because they all get out of my road.
But I think we all get out of the way of those things, don't we, when they're coming? We don't want them up the back of our heels or whatever. But then, remember, there is that old bloke who gets around on the road on his around Altona. He goes pretty quick, but I know you can use
it. I think you're more of a nuisance than anything else. There was a woman in Toowoomba and she used to go up to High Street all the time. And she'd get on the damn road and she'd go like 2 miles.
Oh, God.
And you couldn't pass her. And I used to swear then. I'd think, well, you're just causing more problems than anything else.
What's the weight capacity? Like, could I theoretically stand on the back?
I got to get Robert to have a look at it because I noticed every time I went down like the footpath, it something back bumps on the back.
Okay.
And so I don't
needs
know.
Needs to be tightened up.
Adjusting.
Good idea, though, because you could rollerblade behind Mum, right?
Oh,
get
I
a
love
rope
that.
Tight to the back of the, and then she could tow you down to Coles.
Oh, I love that idea. Yeah. I used to have to go and
pick, that'd be a sight to see.
I used to have to go and pick my old man up from the pub when I got my driver's license, so maybe Mum could come and pick me up from the RSL when I've had a few. Or what's the, what's, yeah, what about drinking? Are you allowed to drive it after you've had a few wines?
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Righto.
She's responsible.
Yeah.
I've never, ever driven after I've had a drink, ever.
I know that, but this is this actually driving? That's what I'm getting at. Is this called driving, this thing?
Yeah, but it would still be against the law because technically you're in charge of a vehicle, I would think. Anyway, no, I'm happy if I can just tootle on down to Coles every now and again.
No, I think it's brilliant. Yeah. Well, as I said to you today, we named a cat after my mum, Little Mary, because she was very brave, this little cat. When she first came, she was so tiny and she just ran straight up to Big Jacko and she went meow right in his face and he growled at her and then she went meow and she just wanted to be friends. And I said, oh, let's call her Mary after Nan because Nan's very brave.
You are.
Yeah, she's always been very brave and today's just proved it again.
Well, enjoy the scooter.
I'll do my best.
Little Mary the cat does piss in sinks as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of, there's a lot of, you know, swings and roundabouts with both of them. Well done, Mare. Congratulations.
Okay.
Scoot over whenever you feel like it. We'll see you soon.
Oh, I'm bound to do that.
Oh, all right. Just shove it up your ass. All right. Ta-da.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Secrets and sparkles.
Ooh, let's do it.
Got a secret, want to share it? Go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. This is our first secret for today.
I am 21. I met my partner when I was 19 when she fell pregnant after a one-night stand with me. We got engaged very shortly after and kept the baby. Ever since, it's been constant fights. Mm. I love my daughter, but I absolutely despise my partner, which is why I'm very happy that she works in the evenings. It's just like I was a single dad, but with my daughter being looked after during the day. Yeah, that's my secret. I would love to get rid of my partner, but it won't work out in our situation.
Oh, you poor man.
Well, get rid of sounds a bit intense, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. Look who you're talking to.
Yeah, doesn't that sound a little bit Australian True Crime?
Yeah, a little bit.
Matthew and I looked at each other like, ew. But I don't want to overreact. I mean,
well, no, get rid of meaning like, you know, break up.
Just.
But get rid of does sound real.
No, yeah, it does. But I was hearing is, you know, in context, I mean.
He likes when she's at work.
Totally. And I think, God, even those of us who've loved partners have had moments where we've thought, oh, fuck, I'd love to get rid of you.
I know my wife loves this trip to Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Like she actually said to me last night, what time do you leave in the morning?
What time do you go?
Yes. She actually does it quite a bit now. It's like her thing to lean on.
Yeah. I mean, I say that to my mum about my kids when it's, you know, they're going back to school after holidays. I think, oh, Christ, oh, Christ, I can't wait to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, like you do about people you love a lot.
Yes.
And this poor bastard never loved his partner, loved his wife.
At 19, they got pregnant.
It's also tragic. This is actually a tragedy in the Shakespearean sense, isn't it? That these people, young people, literally had sex and got pregnant. It's like everything our parents warned us about when we were kids and we went, oh, come off it, as if that ever happens. Bloody happened. Then they did something that I didn't think anyone did anymore, which they actually got married to have the baby.
Yeah, so stop doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's
stop actually trying to make this right. Like actually just do what is right, which is for you.
Yeah.
And it's not the right thing that everyone wants you to do. Don't be perfect.
I know what you mean when you say doing the right thing, because again, this is an
expression.
Like get married,
stay with the person.
It's an expression that people used to bandy about. He did the right thing or he didn't do the right thing by her. He didn't stay. But we're not saying that's a right or a wrong thing, because a lot of people listening didn't make that decision. We're obviously talking about two people who
aren't meant to be together,
but are good people. These were two young people who found themselves in this bizarre situation. Two young people who found themselves pregnant to each other, with each other, strangers who decided together, okay,
let's try this.
Let's, you know, neither of us wants to not have this baby. Let's have a go. So they're obviously at some point were, you know, two nice young people who trusted each other, decided to jump in together and trust each other and try to do this crazy huge thing. And so that to me is the tragedy, that now there's such intense animosity.
And if they don't cut it, if that's the option here,
mm.
They're going to end up angry old people, very angry old people.
Yeah.
Sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Well, sure.
You know.
And it's also like it's really hard to say, oh, well, you know, just you guys, you should separate and then work on building your own lives together, and then maybe you can find a friendship later on, because obviously the cost, we keep harping on about this because we are all obsessed with money at the moment, the cost of breaking one household into two households is huge.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It really is. You know, if you think about living in share accommodation when you want to have
with a kid.
That's what I was going to say. When you want to have even visitation with your kid, it's really hard and complicated.
Especially when Cheryl's has broken up and she really wants to get a root.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. My heart breaks for you because you're obviously still really young.
Sorry, Cheryl was referring to another episode.
I know. We all know who Cheryl is. Universal Cheryl. We all know who Cheryl is.
She works at Myers.
Cheryl's a figment of our imagination. She's a divorced lady who's getting on with her life.
And totally.
We all want to be Cheryl. Because in our minds, Cheryl is the lady who's made it to the other side.
Hasn't she?
You know?
At 71.
If that's how long it fucking takes. I'm still hanging out to be Cheryl.
Whew.
71. I've got 21 years left of hard graft to be Cheryl. Oh, God, babes. Be careful.
Be careful.
And just I wonder if you could ever remember that young woman who, you know, made the decision with you to have a go. Maybe we can make this work. Let's have a go.
Oh, you're saying try to just...
No, I'm just saying try to at least navigate through this with her. Maybe try not to hate her as much.
When you're saying...
I'm not saying stay
get
together.
Get rid of her. I think it's done, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying stay together with her, but I'm just saying try to navigate this, try to find a solution through. Like, obviously you can't, if you're just hating her so much, you just can't stand her. But at some point you had at least a friendship that meant that the two of you decided to try this together, right, having this baby. Could you try to not hate her enough to figure out, okay, how can we salvage our lives? Not together. I'm not suggesting for one single second you should stay together. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying ideally you should break up and be able to live your own lives because you're still young.
Mm.
And, you should be able to, in a perfect world, have some kind of co-parenting with this person that at one point you did trust and like enough to decide to have this baby together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, no.
Am I being crazy, or are you still thinking about Cheryl?
No. I'm just... I don't know what to say, really, because...
Good luck.
Good luck.
I don't want to say good luck, you're fucked, but... Because you're not, and you know what it's like. Life's changing every day.
Isn't it?
This little one is going to grow up really quickly. You are going to be free of your wife.
All right, let's get into our next secret.
Hi, guys. I'm just listening to the episode about the meat. Oh, my God, when I was younger, I worked for one of the big shopping centres packing sausages, and it was horrific. And it was a form of punishment from one of my friend's dads because we left school. And he said, you have to come and work here. So we did. And we had to pack the sausages, and we would be fighting over who would be on the chub machine. And quite often there would be slugs on top of the meat. And we would be horrified, and they would just tell us to flick the slugs off and keep packing. And I just could never get over the fact that there would be all these slugs just sitting on top of the meat. And we just have to keep packing these sausages. And, yeah, no wonder they're called mystery bags, because fuck knows what's in sausages.
Poof. Slugs.
I don't know what she's talking about.
On the machine.
Listening to the meat episode, I've forgotten what that was, but slugs on the sausage meat.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yuck.
So what, they're falling into the mincer and then
No, she was flicking them off. Don't worry.
Oh, mate.
Oh, yuck. Don't let any kids hear this episode, because now they'll have an excuse not to eat sausages ever again.
Yeah, how great are sausages, though?
They're so good.
But they're obviously bad.
No, they're fine.
Fuck, they're great.
You forget about sausages. I do, for years and years. Not maybe, you know, for ages. And then suddenly one day you think,
let's have a barbie.
Yeah. Or you go.
Who's bringing the sausages?
You go somewhere and someone's got sausages, and you think
Bunnings, mate.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
You should see Bunnings. You go to Bunnings every bloody weekend.
I do, but I often avoid it at the weekends. You go somewhere and there's a sausage. You're like, fuck yes, I'll have a sausage.
So good.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there's sausages for the kids at a barbecue, and I think, oh, hey Luke, can I have a bit of your sausage?
Yeah, I'd love a sausage.
Yum, with sauce.
Is the sausage Australian? Or is that a...
No, they definitely have sausages. Have I ever told you...
Is that a British thing?
I feel like it's a German.
It's very German.
It's a German thing.
Did I ever tell you my German sausage story? Very cultural. This is a very cultural, you know, a story of cultural differences. And just never assume anything. I was at a German Christmas market once, and, I mean, they're beautiful affairs. And I was at a sausage stand, and, you know, it's a big tent, and they're pumping out sausages like you wouldn't believe. And I'm standing there and I'm looking up at the board of sausages and I'm like, which sausage will I order? And I'm chatting with my husband about which sausage we're going to have. And I'm looking at him and then I look back and then right in front of me, there's this paper plate of sausage all cut up into little bits. And I'm
freebies.
Thank you. So I think, terrific. Yes, I will try that one while I'm thinking about it. And I'm trying it and I give him a bit. And we're eating this sausage. Yeah, this is good. I'll ask the bloke when he comes back what sort of sausage is it. Eating it, Andy. And like something out of a Benny Hill sketch, as we're just eating more and more of this sausage, next to me, a lady stands up who I hadn't even noticed was there. She was bending over to tend to her child. She stands up and grabs the paper plate and suddenly looks at it. The sausage is half gone. And she takes the plate down and gives it to her child in the pram.
Oh, mate.
It was her baby's.
There you are, smashing back the kid's sausage.
But I'm so glad I'm not the only person. It's such an Australian thing on the counter. You know, you go to Baker's.
Have a sample at Woolworths.
Baker's Delight, Woolworths, anywhere. It's on the counter chopped up. You think, oh, great, you're giving us a try. It's a try, we call it in our family. I'll have a try. Can I have a try? Can I have another try?
How many bits, though, did you go for, though? Because,
mate.
I mean, really, there's a rule of, like, you could have one or two. How many bits were you?
Oh, we probably had two each.
So maybe, 4 bits.
I was going to say maybe 3.
So you're pushing it a bit there.
We pushed it. We pushed it. We were hungry. So, yeah, it's cultural. You've got to be so sure when you're traveling.
Totally.
Oh, shit.
And it was not even the wife or the ladies. It was the kids, which
it was
would have made
kids.
You feel even worse.
It was their child's lunch.
What did you buy them a sausage? What did
no,
you do?
No, I was frightened. We left. We
just walked away.
Yeah, because Germans are very stern. I got in trouble a lot in Germany. They'll go, yeah. And I don't speak the language, so I wasn't sure. It was just stern.
All right, let's get into our next secret.
Hello. Hello. I've just got a little bit of an embarrassing story to tell, something I'm not proud of, which I like to say quite loudly. But anyway, back in the 80s, me and my boyfriend decided to go to the lake and have a little bit of fun, and we had a blanket laid out on the grass, and we were going for it because we were young. And over yonder, there was a bush that started to rustle, and we sort of looked up and over, and out popped this old man tiptoeing, like you see on the cartoons, with a pair of binoculars around his neck. Yep, binoculars. And so we ended up quickly getting up, picking up our blanket, jumping in the car, and we followed this man, and he was like panicking. You could see it in the rear vision mirror. And we ended up following him all the way to the police station where we went past and went around the block. And we found out that he lived not far from the police station. In our silly little minds, we decided we would pay him a little bit of tribute to the watching of us. And we ended up posting used condoms into his letterbox every few days because we were young.
Used.
Oh my god, every few days. Shit.
I mean, first of all, good on you guys, because obviously you're getting down and getting dirty on your rug.
Yeah, yeah. Kiwis. Never met a Kiwi I didn't like.
But I love the image of this guy coming out of the bush and tiptoeing like a cartoon character. I know. Like along the
Oh my god.
With these binoculars.
I love her. And well, she's so, you know, they're like he was there to watch them, and I think no, I think he was there before you got there, guys. I think he was like a bird watcher. And you just happened to...
Yeah, but if he's not having a look, though.
Well, but
I mean,
he couldn't
if you
help
were
it.
A bird watcher...
He couldn't help it.
You'd have to go zoom in over there. What's going on over there? Far out.
He couldn't help it. He was already in the bushes. They threw their rug down.
So he's going, fuck, I'll tiptoe my way out of here because this just looks really weird.
Yeah, I think he was awkward and he's like tried to escape them. And then they're all grumpy. They're like, oh, God, how dare you? It's like, I was
but
trying
also,
to escape
okay,
you.
If you were trying to escape them, wouldn't you hide the binoculars?
Where? They're big.
Somewhere. Put them up your shirt
I
or something.
I think we're victim blaming a man who got root bombed.
He got root bombed. But I'm saying, okay, let's say I'm in the bush and I'm watching, looking at birds.
You're at the lake. You're just like down there. You just
right?
want to see.
And I've got my binoculars, which are about this big.
Yep. Long though.
They're long.
Binoculars are big.
I'd put them under my shirt so you wouldn't know what's under my shirt. And then I'd do that weird tiptoe thing that he did. Away.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know what's under my shirt.
No, these two. I mean, he's in shock. He's like, what did I just see? I just came down here to watch some birds. Just relax. And I've been root bombed by these two.
Root bombed.
Yeah.
And actually, is what they're doing illegal?
Yeah.
But I mean, we've all done it.
I've never done that.
You've never rooted at the beach?
Nah.
Bit of crumb sausage?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Surfers paradise, mate.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, I grew up on the Gold Coast.
Beautiful.
Schoolies.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's actually where I lost my virginity.
At the beach?
At schoolies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a hometown girl or a blow-in?
With a hometown girl out of Helensvale. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful yarn. On the sand.
On the sand. But are you shocked?
No, I thought it's beautiful.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, of course it is.
Illegal.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Yeah, illegal as.
And if you think it's not happening.
No, I know it's happening. I'm not shocked. But
it's probably happening in Altona, mate.
Oh, yeah, my word. Yeah. Under the pier, you bet. You bet, baby. Oh, it's a bit cold though. At least around the Goldie, you've got the weather's more conducive. Did you have a rug or a towel?
Nah,
or just straight.
Nah, just I think we just smashed back a few V's.
Ooh.
You know, remember the V drink?
Yep.
You know, with some vodka.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. And then maybe a UDL.
Yeah, great.
You just got down and dirty.
God, good times.
Mm.
Was there a band on with Noise Works playing?
Oh, I think there was a DJ.
Yeah, great. Schoolies. So good. I don't reckon my kids would want to go to schoolies. They're so funny.
They're probably a bit more cultured.
Yeah, than me. I was breaking my bloody neck to get there.
Were you?
Oh, my word.
It's pretty bogan, though, now.
Well, it was then, too.
Was it?
Yeah. But
I don't think they had the option. Like, I think now kids have a lot more options when they turn 18 or 17.
Well, I went in 1990.
Yeah, so, but that would, so what I mean by it's more bogan to do that, back in 1990, schoolies probably was cool to go to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Because there wasn't many options. We were travelling as much,
there
right?
There was no fenced-in safe zones when I was there.
Yeah, or going to Bali as an option. Yeah, or going to, like, Ibiza as an option.
No,
or,
God, no.
But I feel like kids these days are going to Noosa, doing fancy shit.
Yeah, there's no fancy shit, no. Mm. No, but it was ace.
So did you do schoolies?
You bet.
Were you loose?
As a goose.
Did you have, so, and no rooting on the beach?
Not for me, no. We had our own unit,
mm.
and we had lots of friends at the caravan park, and we were around. We were around the place. Yeah.
All right, so you're on the birdwatcher's side here.
Oh, look, I hate to say I am. As much as I love our secret teller and her accent is chef's kiss, I have to say you've root bombed a bloke, and I can't be mad at him. I think he was there first.
But stay in the bush, mate.
I'm with you on that one.
How long does a route go for?
Well, that's what I need more details. I mean,
but I guess how weird.
Yeah, I think he was feeling like
just
a perv.
Have to listen to everything.
He was probably, and they're young.
And you're like, oh, God.
Maybe he was thinking, this is gross. I don't want to be a perv. I don't want to sit here while these two young people root.
Yeah, I just want to see a pelican.
I want to get out of here. I want to fucking see a pelican. That's what I came here for. I was hoping for a kestrel. Like, I feel dirty and I want to get the fuck out of here. I reckon I can tiptoe away while they're distracted and no. Yeah. They've bloody spotted him.
All right, well, that
this
is...
Poor man.
If you've got a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. As we've mentioned, we are running a little light at the moment. So if you've got a secret and you want to share it, click that link. We will see you next Tuesday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.